Sidis was the greatest genius in history.
William Sidis, a genius.
Probably the greatest mind of the 20th century.
They say his IQ was between 250 and 300. That's off the scale.
A genius.
William Sidis, great brain, difficult life.
Sidis, genius.
Was William Sidis the most intelligent man who ever lived? If so, why isn't he famous? Why isn't his name known like the names of Einstein, Leonardo, and Charles Darwin? What can his life teach us? William James Sidis was born on April 1st in 1898. That's right, April the 1st, April Fool's Day. His parents were Boris and Sarah Sidis, Russian Jewish immigrants who had settled in New York. They were both passionately interested in education. Boris was a psychologist who taught at Harvard University, and Sarah used to read Greek myths to her son as bedtime stories. It soon became clear that their son was something special. At 6 months of age, William said his first word, door. At 7 months, he pointed at the moon and said, moon. At 18 months, William could read the New York Times. And at age 3, he reached up to a typewriter and wrote a letter to a store called Macy's asking them to send him some toys. At 6, he could speak Russian, French, German, and Hebrew. All of this took place at home, but soon he made newspaper headlines. He passed the entrance exam to one of the United States' best universities at the age of 8. Then, at age 9, he gave a lecture on mathematics at Harvard University. Attended by math professors and graduate students, this lecture put Sidis on the map. He began attending Harvard University 2 years later, at the age of 11. Now that he was in the public eye, things began to go wrong for William Sidis. The media was fascinated by him. Journalists followed him around and wrote articles about this young genius. Not surprisingly, Sidis began to feel like an animal in a zoo, with everyone watching him. He wasn't interested in becoming famous nor in becoming an academic. He just wanted to live a quiet, private life. He tried. He went from job to job, publishing only one book of any academic interest. But everywhere he went, whatever he did, people eventually learned who he was. And the press kept writing about him. In 1944, he died at age 46, almost forgotten. Since his death, many stories have been told about Sidis. Some said that his genius burned out like an old light bulb. His sister said Sidis knew all the languages of the world and that he could learn a language in a day. None of this was true. Even his IQ, which was supposed to be between 250 and 300, was just a guess. No intelligence test has been invented to go to that level of genius. So, what can we learn from his life? First, not all childhood geniuses will produce great things as adults. They may think great thoughts or do incredible calculations, but many of them just do normal jobs and find happiness in that way. Second, Sidis spent much of his time and energy running away from fame. Unless they want to be Hollywood stars, people need to be left in peace. That's how most geniuses do great work.